As we have Labor Day coming up at the end of this week, we're talking about the ways to kind of enjoy Labor Day weekend and ease into the school year by relaxing and sort of enjoying the simple pleasures.
Yeah, but in the back of our minds, we're all kind of still in planning mode, right?
Yeah.
So let's talk about how we can use this weekend to set up for a smooth back-to-school transition. What do you recommend, Susie?
Yeah, you're like me, Jenna. I know you're a planner, so we've got to be, we've got to have the plan in mind, though, even though we won't relax without the plan in mind, right?
It's true.
But after you've taken some time to relax, it's smart to start easing back into the school routines and have it be as less stressful as possible. And I think beginning with small tasks like zeroing out your laundry one load at a time, tidying the house, especially your kitchen and those common areas, that's going to set you up for a less chaotic week ahead. And these little things can make a big difference during busy mornings that are, you know, just around the corner. I always joke when we go through these rushes of a busy schedule that I can't stay laundry area to get clean clothes out of the hamper, you know, or because they're still sitting unfolded. It's a bad habit. You know, everybody has their area where they kind of like slack, and that's mine. But, you know, just do a little bit at a time and your future self will thank you.
Very, very true.
Definitely. Yeah, that's a great way to keep those things manageable. Any tips on getting everyone, especially the kids, into that back to school mindset?
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything here that's going to, you know, be something you haven't already heard, guys, but I do think that we all need the reminder of just slowing down. Like, you know, this thought came up for me at the end of the summer, like, Susie, your life is not on fire, you know, like every single day. Like, so don't sweat the small stuff, but take it one thing at a time on your list and of things that you have to prep and get done that's specific to your household and family. And I know I still have to finish up, sign up for activities and, you know, check some sales for home items we want to buy this Labor Day weekend. Like, we're shopping for a new mattress and stuff, but those are just the household to-dos. You know, the work list is even longer. The chores pile up. Like, we all have our stuff. So if you want to control your mindset at home, manage your own expectations, which will positively affect your stress levels and allow you to enjoy this long weekend. You know, to put this into action more specifically, plan your rest. You know, this isn't a common thing I think we schedule for ourselves, but it's a wise thing to do. Rest is really essential to your kids and to you, and it can translate to better sleeping, better attitudes, better connection between one another, which is really what we all want in our households, is unity and peace among one another. So find that downtime in your household. Maybe for some that are, you know, working remote or locked at a desk, locked at a, you know, behind a computer all day, you know, maybe active rest by actually connecting socially is one of those ways that rest looks like for them. Or maybe for some, it's just sitting outside alone, reading a book, or just putting your feet up and unplugging. You know, I know my husband loves to keep moving, so we have to plan rest or he never will. So I think just using this weekend as a laborless day, you know, for, you know, pun intended, I guess there, but like just proper rest will allow your family to adjust better to the pressures of the full schedules ahead this fall.
I like the mention of also reminding the people around us to rest, right?
Yeah, definitely.
If they're not rested, I feel like we're not rested. And I can see how that could be helpful. So what tasks, what are like some specific tasks that you do to get ready for the busy weeks ahead while you're planning?
Yeah, so I mean, I think of it as like, you know, my husband and I, we're the leaders of the household. And it's like you were talking about, Kevin, like the business of the household, right?
Yeah.
Like, so this is where that really comes in, because like in our leadership and in our planning, we have to, you know, prep stuff. So for us personally, like we love our food, you know, so meal prepping over the weekend is a must. It's also fun. Like I like doing it. But like planning out dinner ideas, going and getting the stuff so I can minimize errand running during the week. And that doesn't mean that I have to cook full meals in advance, but just prepping some of those ingredients, making sure I have them in the house, that makes weeknight dinners easier. And packing some lunch stuff ahead of time, it's those small efforts that make, you know, that really pay off when things get hectic. And also we talk schedules all the time. Like every week, this is something we talk about. It sets expectations for the week. It kind of looks like maybe chatting while we're prepping in the kitchen, or, you know, at the end of breakfast on a Saturday morning, or maybe while we're in the car on the way to church. Like we do this on the go, but it makes a difference to get organized and reduce the back and forth each day on surprises that pop up. And also, you know, Kevin, this is the business part you were saying, like I'm talk. Like, we're talking shop, you know, about our household, which is probably the least fun conversation and I have to have in my marriage, but they need to happen because, you know, in a partnership, these things are shared and we're running the business of the household, items that need to be addressed so that we can, you know, communicate with one another better about other things and then also have less of that stuff to talk about and more fun stuff to talk about, which is, you know, how we would prefer it to be. And probably my husband prefers to have just quiet companionship and less talking in general, but yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's also true. It's finding that balance, right? Between like enjoying the moment and then planning the weeks ahead. And, you know, it all goes into it in the home.
I have to write everything down. I have to write down a list of the things we need to talk about because when we get there,
we got to have a meeting, a family meeting. All right,
that's me. I'm the list and he's just talking. Yeah. He's just listening and talking. Yeah.
Balance.
Everyone enjoy the first days of school coming up and have a great Labor Day weekend. And thank you so much, Susie Calabrese. We'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, guys.